UN Chief Guterres renews call for more global governance, bureaucratic regulation. By Simon Kent on July 2, 2020. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres renewed his call for more robust global governance Wednesday, adding the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, regional authorities such as the African Union and the European Union, EU, to a list of organizations he says can bring order to a future world disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic. In an essay titled Global Wake-Up Call, the unelected head of the globalist body said from COVID-19 to climate disruption, from racial injustice to rising inequalities, we are a world in turmoil. His solution to that disorder is more big government and more bureaucratic institutions in more places, delivered via the UN and its multiple agencies. Guterres wrote, "We must reimagine the way nations cooperate. Today's multilateralism lacks scale, ambition and teeth, and some of the instruments that do have teeth show little or no appetite to bite, as we have seen in the difficulties faced by the Security Council. We need a networked multilateralism, in which the United Nations and its agencies, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, regional organizations such as the African Union and European Union, trade organizations and others work together more closely and effectively." He said the Chinese coronavirus pandemic must be a wake-up call that prompts all political leaders to understand that our assumptions and approaches have to change, and that division is a danger to everyone. Change would be accomplished by the UN setting out much more robust mechanisms of global governance with international cooperation. Guterres finished by offering a salute to the enduring values of the United Nations Charter, suggesting the UN is a supranational model that does away with national boundaries and could snap us out of our sleepwalking state and stop the slide towards ever greater danger, he said. Political leaders around the world need to heed this wake-up call and come together to address the world's fragilities, strengthen our capacity for global governance, give teeth to multilateral institutions, and draw from the power of unity and solidarity to overcome the biggest test of our times. This is not the first time Guterres has used the backdrop of a world in turmoil to outline an increased role for the United Nations. As Breitbart News reported, last month he said the world needs an overarching level of multilateral governance that can sideline problematic national interests. He claimed in the 21st century, governments are no longer the only political and power reality, adding we need an effective multilateralism that can function as an instrument of global governance where it is needed. Guterres, the 9th Secretary General of the United Nations, took office on January 1, 2017 for a 5-year term. He leads the organization at a time it struggles both for relevance and funding, something noted last year by U.S. President Donald Trump. Just last December, Guterres issued an unprecedented call for an immediate injection of $29 billion of global taxpayer money as climate change and global conflicts pressured existing budgets, as Breitbart News reported. Guterres was Prime Minister of Portugal from 1995 to 2002 and Secretary General of the Portuguese Socialist Party from 1992 to 2002. The 71-year-old career politician served as President of the Socialist International from 1999 to 2005 before moving on to the United Nations. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.